morning, everyone. I'm Joe Cristiano, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, your radio of reason and independent streaming internet radio station and libertarian voice. Broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday, January 17, 2008. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Standard Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. We're going to go on to our program now. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. We have 5 lines, and they're all open. It's early in the morning. I realize that. If there are any early birds, please call in. We'd like to hear your comments. And please feel free to comment about anything this morning. So the number is 646-652-4620, 4620. You can email us at any time to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. And in these tumultuous financial times, it is important that you subscribe to his newsletter. It is excellent. It'll give you a perspective of what's going on and what you need to do to protect yourself. This morning, folks, we're going to talk about the elections from the voter perspective. And I guess what I need to keep in mind when I broadcast these days is that we don't have a domestic U.S. audience. We have an international audience. But this really applies to everyone. It makes no difference where you are. Brazil, Argentina, Lisbon, Spain, Paris, France, Germany, the Middle East, the Far East, the North, the South, it makes no difference. Anywhere in North America. You see, elections are all the same. They really do all the same thing. We vote so that there would be people who would represent us and run the government overall for us. Run the government, whatever that's supposed to mean. But primarily, governments, since we vote a person in office and that person represents us, and when we say us, we don't mean collectively us, we mean individually us. Now, when we say individually us, what we are saying is that this person represents me as an individual. And if this person is representing me as an individual, this person must do what? Must protect my freedom, my rights, whatever rights I have, natural inalienable rights, obviously, you know, and the liberty that is naturally afforded to me. Now, once a person is elected, and that person is in charge of ensuring that they are representing me as an individual, they cannot represent me at the expense of someone else. Now, think about that. If they represent me at the expense of someone else, then that other voter who they are to be representing, they're not representing anymore. You see the conundrum there. Once an elected official takes the side of one individual voter and gives that voter preferences, says to that voter, I'll do what you want me to do. I'll use the power of my office to give you something you personally want. But once I do that, I will be doing it at the expense of voter number two. But see, I promised voter number two the same thing. And as I since I promised voter number two, how could I take away from voter number two? How could that be possible? How could I possibly represent voter number two by taking the rights away from voter number two to give it to voter number one? I mean, I know I'm making this complicated. For example, what do they promise? They promise to do things for certain groups of people. If they go to Michigan, for example, they will promise some sort of aid to the Michigan people, to the Michigan voters, to stimulate jobs. The question is, how could they possibly promise a stimulus package to the voters in Michigan? The government has no facilities to do that. The government is, in fact, representing everyone. So how can it promise something to the voters in Michigan if it doesn't have anything? It's got to take resources from someone else. Now, do you think for one second, do you think for one second that the voters, that the politician rather, will go to another state and say, by the way, I have promised certain things to the voters in Michigan. I promised them a stimulus package. And the only way that I can fulfill that promise is by taking monies which I do not have, and giving it to the state of Michigan. So the state of Tennessee, you're going to have to cough up some money so that I can give it to the state of Michigan for their stimulus package. And by the way, vote for me. I want you to think of that logic. Now, that logic says that's illogical, that any politician who would go to another state and say that I'm promising a stimulus package to Michigan, but since a government doesn't have any money, it can only tax the people, it only has the resources, because it has the army and it has the military on its side, and it has the courts on its side to impose regulations, coercive force on its side to force people to pay taxes. It could only go to take it forcibly. So you can imagine if the politicians went to another state, let's say Tennessee, and say, we are going to forcibly take money out of your pocket, and we are going to give it to the state of Michigan because they need it. And I promised it to them. Now you say, Joe, that's absolutely insane. That's stupid. But that's what they do. You see, the politicians, the people that we elect, rather, really can't be politicians. They need to be representatives. And who do we vote for? We don't vote for representatives, because a representative says to them, I can do nothing for you because I don't have anything. But I can guarantee that no one else in Congress will propose and pass legislation to help the people in Michigan at the expense of the people in Tennessee. Because your rights are as important as the rights and the freedom and your money that you want to keep, that you've earned, and your productivity is yours. And somebody else who's representing Michigan will not take the money out of the pockets of the people of Tennessee to assist in a stimulus package in Michigan. Now, that's a representative, folks. That is representative government. No one will tell you that. What they will tell you is that we have a compassionate government. A government in which we care. And we will do everything we can to assist you. Now, folks, I know this is early in the morning. It's 6:41. Our lines are open. The number is 646-652-4620. I know I have an international reach, and I've got to be cognizant of that. And this is a Liberty Talk Radio, and this applies to every country around the world. Now, we've received calls from Brazil, Lisbon, from Malaysia. I'll take calls from anyone. Our lines are open at 646-652-4620. And what I am saying applies not only to the United States, but applies to every country around the world. We should not be an island into ourselves when it comes to freedom and our liberty and our inalienable rights. But every country has lost them. Every single country has lost them. And in most cases, it's because the government has a selfish interest in keeping the populace fat, dumb, and happy. And I don't mean that just as a comment, as a statement. Fat, dumb, and happy populaces make governments very happy. Because they can say stupid things. They can say incredibly stupid things, and people will buy it. I'm sure there are politicians who love it when people ask for Obama, are you black enough to be president? Those are the type of questions they want asked. They don't want anyone to ask, say, how do you represent me by taking money from someone else and giving it to me? Then the other representative cannot be doing their job because they're not representing their people because they're relinquishing the money of the other state. How do you reconcile that? And how do you reconcile the fact that you have no money? How do you reconcile the fact that we have you have no money, government? The representative elected officials have no money. They shouldn't even be paid. We should decide how much they get paid. And if they don't do a good job, we should not pay them at all. Now, if they represent, isn't it amazing when someone goes into office, their name is, you know, Bobby Jones, and Bobby Jones is the man for us. You know, Bobby, good old Bobby Jones, he comes over to the fish fries and all this, and when he's campaigning, and he just sits down with us. And then when he's in office, he's the most honorable Billy Jones, Bobby Jones, or whatever his name is. The most honorable. And if you wanted to get to speak to him, you have to go through 25 layers of gatekeepers, and you'd never speak to him, and you wouldn't get anywhere. Well, how about we change this stupid system that we have? How about we go into some sort of revolt, which we should? Why don't we decide that every year we vote on how much our elected officials get paid? And if we don't like what they're doing, if they're not protecting our rights, our freedoms, and our liberties, what we can do is say, there's going to be no paycheck for you. But you know what these bums do? These bums, they get into office and they themselves decide how much they are going to get paid. They vote themselves in pay increases. Now, how could they vote themselves a pay increase when the government is drowning in debt? When they're spending money that we don't have. Now, I think I am going to lose my mind, folks. None of this makes sense, but it makes sense to the average voter because the voter is either, in most cases, is either ignorant of the facts, ignorant of our Constitution, ignorant of how government runs or should be running. They are totally uneducated in this regard. Misinformed, highly misinformed, and sometimes just plain stupid. Now, I don't mean stupid disrespectfully. I mean stupid by definition, I mean this. That means someone has the information available. If they took the time to understand it, they would become less ignorant of that piece of information, that area. They would become less ignorant. They would become more informed. But stupid people know the information's out there, but they don't look at it, and they go on some stupid belief system. I believe, you know, that this guy's going to do more for me than he's going to do for someone. And he had no idea what he's talking about. That's stupidity. And that's what we have right now. The last two debates that I watched, that evening, I could not sleep. And the following day, I had a horrible day. I had an absolutely horrible day because I was sleep deprived. Now, I watched two debates during that 1 week. And that week, I mean, I was dysfunctional altogether because I was so sleep deprived. I was so upset. Now, the politicians did what politicians do. They make up answers that sound good to get elected. I was not upset at the politicians. The politicians were not acting as representatives. They were not representing all the people. Who I was upset about were the people themselves asking the questions. They were stupid questions. Could you imagine asking Ron Paul, you know, about people who were contributing to his campaign? He doesn't know who contributes to his campaign. Someone sends him $50. Does he do a background check on the people? Now, these are supposedly very well-educated TV moderators and commentators and, you know, pundits and whatever, asking the dumbest questions. And what does Ron Paul do? He steers the question back to what's happening to our liberties and what's happening to our freedom. And then he's characterized as a nutcake. They want you to believe that. I speak to people who are quite libertarian and go, well, you know, Ron Paul is kind of radical. They don't know. Folks, this is Liberty Talk Radio. Please call in 646-652-4620 in the United States. If you are listening anywhere, especially overseas, I would love to hear from you. I know it's early in the morning. In some places in the world, it's late at night. But please call in 646-652-4620. It is now 6:49 Central Standard Time in the United States. So we will be broadcasting live until 7 o'clock Central Standard Time in the United States. After that, please send us email at comments@libertytalkradio.com. You know, the voter does not understand, has no concept of what the Constitution Bill of Rights says, and has no concept of what our representatives should be doing. So when they say, I'm going to vote for Hillary because, you know, she'll provide more funds for this or that. You know, she'll provide health care. She cannot provide health care. There is no way that she can provide any health care whatsoever. And yet, we wait for her to fix our healthcare system. Now there are people in our healthcare system, and she vilifies them. The people in the healthcare system, the people who are providing you with healthcare, they're the bad guys. The politicians are the good guys. And the good guys are the ones that are going to fix the healthcare system so that you get adequate healthcare. Now, folks, if that makes sense to you, I suggest immediately you turn off this station and you find yourself a heavy-duty, experienced psychiatrist and have yourself committed for at least 30 days before you're left out in the street. The pattern of behavior of the voter is the same every election. What are you going to do for me? Screw everybody else. We are the most selfish voters in the world. The title of the segment is The Lost American Voter. And the American voter is lost, totally lost, because we do not elect representatives. We elect politicians, very polished politicians, who are going to do something for us. They're going to do something for the teachers, and they're going to do something for the steel workers, and they're going to do something for the oil people, you know? And then the politician says, you know, we have to stop providing credits to the oil company. And I agree with that. I have no problem with that. The government should get out and stop providing any incentive to the oil company. And I agree. So all my real liberal progressive friends are cheering right now, saying, hey, he's finally come around to out the way of thinking. Now, on the other side of that coin, when they stop giving credits and preferential treatment to the oil industry, they have to do the same to the teachers union. Now they're not so fast. Oh, wait a minute. No, the teachers union, that's different. You can't touch that, man. That's for the children. It's not for the children, it's for the selfish teachers. Now, I don't mean the teachers who are actually teaching. I mean the teachers who have become bureaucrats. Because they stopped representing the people. They are no longer representatives of the teachers. They have become politicians. Folks, it is unconscionable that Ron Paul received 6% of the vote in Michigan. He is the only one talking in this regard. And people who want this, when you speak to them, they want this when you speak to them individually. And then who do they vote for? They vote for, oh, Mitt Romney looks so good. He sort of looks good. He says, you know, I think he'll be a good president. That's stupidity. That's just being stupid. Now, the people who say that are intelligent people in many respects. They're very well-educated people. They're middle income, upper middle income people. And yet they talk that way. That's stupid, folks. And we have a good portion of our voting public who are just plain stupid. The rest are ignorant, uneducated, misinformed. And you have a small portion, unfortunately less than 10%, who know what the heck is going on. We're not going to survive as a nation that way. There is no way are we going to survive. Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security in general has now indebted us to the tune of over $50 trillion, folks. The United States is not worth $50 trillion. If you try to cost account the United States to try to sell it, you could not get $50 trillion for it. And what do they, these politicians do? Instead of saying the insanity is going to stop, we're going to reverse this, we're going to be true representatives of the, all the people, and stop being politicians, and we're going to correct the situation. No, we're not going to correct the situation. We are going to continue on this course until we go bankrupt. And if you want to know why the U.S. dollar is so weak and prices are going up, don't look towards industry and what the bad things industry are doing, like all those progressives do. Look to the government and look at all the unintended consequences of all the government programs that the government exercises and regulates and at the expense by taking money out of our pocket to do so. And then it creates inflation because they print more dollars and they inflate the money supply. People do not understand that. And people are stupid when the facts are presented to them and they don't want to look at them. You're ignorant if you don't know the facts. But if you have the facts and you disregard them because you think he's a nice guy, then you're just plain stupid. You're acting stupid. Well, folks, I think my blood pressure is high enough. No one called in this morning, unfortunately. I have an email here. I have not read it. It said, thank you for the dollar. I sent this person a t-shirt. I want to say that I understand your frustration and desire to stop doing what you feel may be a waste of time. And that's true. I do. I'm very frustrated. However, I don't think you are looking at the objective, looking at it objectively, at what we all are up against. There are over 200 million people who in this country that wholeheartedly believe what these politicians are telling them. And that 200 million, at best, 35% vote. Of the 70 million, 35% of 200 million, roughly half are the Democrats and the other Republicans, and all think it is better to be on one of those teams than not to be part of the group. By the way, this is for Moreno. Thank you very much, Moreno. In this view, there are still 100 million people who make up the rest of the country and they don't vote, don't care, illegal, and then there is us independent thinkers. I don't know what percentage of this 100 million we are in, but my guess is less than 25 million. Now we have the job of breaking the stranglehold of newspapers, television, their friends, and their comfort level. We only have so much time in the day, and they are being reinforced with their uneducated, biased, slanted, spun, and regurgitated view of the rest of the time we do not have to help them through the fog, which means that much of the work that we have done has been undone in that span of time. So we all have a Herculean task to overcome, and you are doing more than many. Thank you very much for that compliment. I have only been able to reach a few, and you have reached many more with your show. So don't give up on those of us who are in the choir because the rest are too hypnotized and dumbed down to recognize. In time enough, we'll see, and the foundation that we have created will hold up a massive pillar of truth and freedom. Moreno in California. Thank you very much, Moreno. I appreciate that very much. Well, this is the end of this morning's broadcast. Unfortunately, we had no callers. Please call in at comments@libertytalkradio.com. And appreciate those people who are listening in. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranchakers Audiology for their financial support. And we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends. And let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you are striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. And remember, don't steal. The government hates competition. Until next time, that'll be Sunday evening at 8 o'clock live. Until next time, stay well, stay tuned. We'll be rebroadcasting this program 24 hours a day all the way through Sunday at 8 o'clock. and good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for listening.